Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're doing a couple segments of Overdrive here. Some stations carry it. For years, I did a fourth hour, went back to 3 hours. I'm talking to the nightly news. Let's go to your phone calls. Jakari Jackson's in here with us, along with David Knight. And in the next segment, let's talk about one of our new reporters in the report that's coming out tonight. This is pretty hilarious, but also pretty scary, pretty bombshell. Let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Guys, get your pen and paper. I'm calling you from Philadelphia, but I'm originally from Missouri, southern Missouri, Springfield to be precise. There's something happening in Missouri right now. A couple of guys put together a Second Amendment Preservation Act. It's House Bill 436, Senate Bill 325, and the 10th Amendment Center is calling it some of the most powerful legislation to come from any state in a long time concerning the Second Amendment, but also related to the 10th Amendment, and here's why. Effectively, if you read the detail of the bills, it effectively nullifies the Firearms Control Acts of 1968 and 1934. I've been trying to get the word out to as many people as primarily Missourians to let them know to call their representatives, call their state senators, and hammer this down, because this could be breakthrough legislation not only for Missouri but for the rest of the states to follow suit.
Sounds good to me. I mean, look, I called for the Second American Revolution 6 months ago, and I said it'd be a states' rights movement, not to destroy the republic, but to recapture the republic and then re-upload it. It's like we got to kick the virus out and then re-upload the software.
Exactly. It's what we were just talking about before. We've got to get behind constitutional sheriffs, and we've got to get behind state legislators who are going to stand for the Constitution, and more importantly, are going to stand for our individual rights, which transcend even the Constitution. The Constitution recognizes
it. It only points out, like the Ninth Amendment says, hey, all rights not listed here doesn't mean they don't exist. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and that's the thing. They want to make your rights a privilege, as David keeps alluding to.
Absolutely. Man, that's a great point, caller. A great point, Mark. I hope that you'll and don't just count on us to know about something. Shoot a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the Veritas Project guy said, you know, very successful targeting the globalist. And he said, look, we need other people to do this. This is what's going to beat them.
Right.
And we need to just, you know, Obama's like, swarm them. I need you to help me get the guns. That's because they don't have the people. I mean, literally, Obama's supporters on average, and again, I'm not a Republican. Republicans act like they're constitutional, have a lot of better ideas, but they're sold out and controlled. With the Democrats, I mean, you've got to be really dumb to want to be a communist. I mean, you've got to be really dumb to, and I think these clips get thrown away after you use them, like that state rep. I mean, these people are really dumb. What do you do when idiots are running things?
Well, I won't say half, but a good portion of his supporters aren't even real, because we've shown those reports about how the Twitter followers and all this other stuff is cooked up.
70%+ of Obama's are fake.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're not all there, but they get people like these mom groups every now and then to go out there and do a little dirty work for them.
Well, we'll check those out. That's Missouri, and it's House Bill 436 and Senate Bill 235.
Absolutely, Mark. Anything else?
Well, I just, also, a friend of mine put together a website. It's 1776trumps1984.com, and you can find out more information. People can go there and download the flyer. They can pass them out. It's a pretty neat flyer. It's got a colonial guy with the AK-47.
I wonder where you thought of that, the 1776trumps1984. I love it. We ought to come up with a weird card deck that has, like, stuff like that on it. Not just here's the bad New World Order guy, but, like, funny stuff, you know. All right, brother, good to hear from you. I'm going to check that site out. And again, please, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break, come back and do another segment with your calls for Sean and Ron and Paul and Alex and everybody with our guest host here. It's fun having you guys ride shotgun with me.
Yeah, it's an interesting day.
A day long remembered. We've seen the end of Kenobi. We'll soon see the end of the rebellion. All right, I'm going to stop it. I get a little dingy, Jakari.
I know.
Can you imagine someday, Jakari, not even knowing you're on the air, not even caring?
I can see that day coming, yeah.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is CNN. Closed caption provided by Bell Atlantic. Mahan, closed caption communication.
You guys were saying, can you really do a Darth Vader?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I can probably really do it.
Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You weren't on the Mercy mission this time. Several transmissions were beamed to this ship. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you. This is a diplomatic ship. You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just having fun.
Spot on.
Why not have some fun while these gun-grabbing bastards are running all over us, lying to us? You know what makes me the maddest? If they said, we are here to enslave you, lay down your arms or we'll kill you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then we'd organize and defeat them. Instead of like, we want to be your friend. No one wants to take your guns. We'll get a little bastard's gun as soon as we can. Oh, hi, we're your friends. Oh. I mean, I'm like, I'm sick of these people.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah. And that's what we saw at this rally. That's what we saw everywhere at this rally. I don't want your guns, right? And then we had the one Martinez said he did.
And then everybody cheering is like, yeah, if we can get the guns, we'll take them. Yeah, we'll take them.
Yeah.
And they want to live like Chicago or New York. They love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's understand that they're talking about taking due process from people right now with these registration bills. They're going to take that due process and, you know, quote-unquote felons, okay? Mm-hmm. People who let go balloons.
It's like, oh, just felons and motherfucker get ready to process them.
Or even people who are alleged to be felons, like Antonio
Beeler.
Yeah. All right, keep losing his last name there.
No, he said everybody always makes fun of him and goes, Beeler.
Yeah.
Beeler from the Ferris Bueller.
I mean, that's what it looks like if you look at the guy's name.
I know. Everybody I know says you pronounce it Bueller, but he goes, no, it's Beeler. So it's like potato, patata.
Right.
But he got like Brett Favre is really Fabergé or something.
Well, not that fancy, but you're on the right track.
But Antonio Beeler didn't cave. And he started an organization here in Austin, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that
he's taking action. I admire what he's doing. I was being sarcastic with him. I think he almost thought I was being serious.
Yeah, no.
I was in here teasing him.
But we need to realize that the guy that was the antagonist in this story, where he was unjustly persecuted, was our own Art Acevedo. The guy who said, don't worry, you've got nothing to fear.
That's why the feds like him. They're like, wow, look at this guy.
Yeah.
He's like, never mind this knife, I'm sliding into your freedom. Oh, isn't that, see, it's air conditioned. It's cold blade, isn't it? And your body's going to be cold here politically real quick. Let me just draw this razor across your neck, America. I'm nice. I don't want it to be Cuba. I want it to be a new authoritarian state I run. That's Art Acevedo.
Meanwhile, we got families that have to escape to Cuba now in today's America.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
this is
pretty much
where.
Because Cuba doesn't like to CPS your kids unless you really abused them.
That's right.
Let's talk to Sean in Canada, then Ron in New York. While I'm gibbering, go ahead, and Paul and others. Go ahead, Sean.
How you doing, Alex? Great to talk to you. I'm a longtime listener, recent Prison Planet Talk TV member, political science graduate, and thanks to you, I graduated with a stellar average. You really invigorated my interest in
impressive
for you.
Most impressive.
Well, God bless you, man. Before you, I thought history had been written, and like so many people, I thought we were at the end of history in a way. You know, there was nothing new to discover. There were no secrets, and everything was hunky dory. And it's just you've opened my eyes to a whole new world, and it's just amazing.
Well, that's what I love to hear. I don't wake people up. We're the opposite of a cult. But cults tell you this is how it is. You must only believe this. We say, open your eyes, look at this, and that's what will defeat the globalists. Because the New World Order is a cult. You've got to buy into their delusional lies.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sir. What was your comment today?
Tell you. Sorry.
Dispense with the pleasantries.
Yes. Excuse me. Sorry. So I live in Canada, and it's just I'm a huge constitutionalist. I mean, I got my degree in poli sci. I lived in New York City. I have family in America. I love the U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights. I think it's the greatest document that the world has ever seen, written by men. And I try to reach out to everybody. I tell all my friends. I talk to my friends, and everybody is just so close-minded, trusting, and naive, and they cannot wrap their heads around the fact.
Well, remember, zombies have never. These are people brought up to television. They just kind of are in a daze, literal brainwaves now, and so they're tuned in to suspended disbelief. So it's like it's like the light. They're like, scary. They think of it as work. They haven't taken it personal yet that they're being enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. It's always a minority that doesn't want to be enslaved and that stands up. So don't feel bad, because some areas you run into, it's the majority's awake. And then you run into another area. Believe me, you're not a public figure. If you were Alex Jones, and it's not bragging, hey, I'm a big shot, everywhere I go, people come up. I mean, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now to the point of, like, I can't even go on the hike and bike trail. Like, I can't go to Barton Springs. I can't go to Mexico. People come up to me. And believe me, folks, they're out there. That's why you should wear an InfoWars.com T-shirt, because then you'll meet like-minded people. Plus, it funds the operation. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, one of the things is, when you look at these articles from CNN and other places, they don't usually have a reference to the other documents. When you look at an InfoWars article and we talk about something like ammunition purchases, we're going back and we're linking directly to those purchases so you can see it for yourself. You know, you can Google it. You don't even, we've got the links there so people can see the documents, and they still deny it.
Every year in August, they have articles in every local paper. I read them this year, last year, saying, it's the law. You must take the vaccines and there's no side effects. No links, obviously it's a newspaper, no bibliograph, according to such and such. You go online, the same thing on the newspaper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You go to our article, hundreds of university links, how it's going to kill you. The copy of the insert.
Right.
I mean.
I don't know, they just like to say stuff about it. It's like, I believe it was a couple weeks ago, somebody wrote a hit piece on you. They said, Alex Jones has reported that TSA hires defrocked priests. And, like, we have the article, it's on InfoWars right now, but they didn't link to that. They claim that you made it, he made that statement but did not link to it. And that's the kind of things that they do.
Well, even Patriot groups 10 years later go, Jones claims he has footage of FEMA teaching the Founding Fathers are bad. I have where it was, Kansas City, the video, and the manual, and news articles about it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They we sell those clips.
They want to call us paranoid. They want to say we're making stuff up. Bring it on.
Well, I mean, look at this right here. Time columnist warning others about government oppression is anti-American crap. They cannot have a debate about how this is an authoritarian takeover.
Right.
They want to label cyanide mommy's milk. Sean, anything else?
I wanted to say that every single legislator involved in voting for these bills and whatnot and trying to institute gun control is literally committing treason. I was reading an essay by a constitutional lawyer that I got off Oath Keepers. I've joined them as well. And,
no, I mean, it is treason. It is sedition. I don't get up here. Look, it's criminal to knowingly get up there and lie and try to register guns with a plan to confiscate them. It is organized government fraud. That has a name, tyranny. Thanks for the call. Ron in New York, then Paul in New Jersey. Ron, you're on the air, sir. Is this the retired cop that gives me so much good info?
Yes, it is.
And by the way, I'm going to try to call you today. I know I got your number and you got some inside intel. I've been meaning to call you. I've just run out of time. What's your point on the orgy of evil you've been seeing?
Well, here, case in point, in the state of New York, the other big shoe is dropped. We've now had the first case in the state of New York where the state police have ordered the seizure of somebody's firearms who's a pistol permit holder because he has some months past taken medication, a psychotropic medication for anxiety, even though the man was not deemed dangerous or mental defective or anything of that nature, has a completely...
No. They push it on you like drug dealers in a schoolyard, and now they're announcing, that's our article you're talking about that's on Drudge, that they're coming for our guns. And look, thank God I've never been on anything. I mean, I had a surgery and didn't want to take the opiate pills because it made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got nothing on me, dirtbag government. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Ron.
It's something they had absolutely no legal right to do. This is the suspicion that the police cross-referenced a list of pistol permit holders with what we have in New York State, and you'll soon have in the nation with Obamacare, a medical prescription database that we have.
No, that's in there, and it was for the gun confiscation. They're going to declare us all mentally defective.
And what Ron just described is exactly what Acevedo wants to do here in Austin, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to like it, and we're conspiracy theorists, even though the mayor pro tem is up there saying, we'll get your guns. I'll get you registered and your little dog, too.
Pretty much. I just got an email the other day from a guy. I can't remember where he was, but he said he called his mom talking about he was mildly depressed because he lost his job. And then the SWAT team showed up at his house demanding that he come outside and turn in his firearm.
This happened to G. Gordon Liddy's producer like 15 years ago. She, like, answered a survey or something that had her address on it and got put in for, like, a month. You know, gorgeous model, producer, you know, famous. And just, you know, they wrecked her life. This is the secret police. This is an industry that wants, they're not just going to CPS little kids. Mm-hmm. They're going to CPS adults.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's their cult. They had a Democratic Party operative in psychology today write a big cover story about how I'm insane. Yeah, insanely free, insanely alive. You're insanely politically dead. You're a pathetic creature. And he says I'm mentally ill.
Well, that was always a tactic of Stalin and other dictators to say that people were insane and to commit them without any due process, because people will stand for a lesser due process if you accuse somebody of being insane or you say that they're on a dangerous drug, and yet we want to put the people who are prescribing these dangerous drugs in charge of determining who is sane.
Well, there is a cult of white robes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the court, you in your pleadings, you worship to it, you pray. For the folks that don't know, you pray in the pleading. You start praying in pleadings, you start winning. All these modern lawyers don't know it's about worshiping the court. It's a Roman court, basically, is what they've superimposed over our common law. So you worship the judge, you pray to the judge, you pray to the court. You can even throw some more stuff in there, and they'll really get excited. Because it's like ancient commands. But the whole point is, I don't know why I even went off into that whole story, is that now it's not even going to be courts. They're just going to take your guns.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's what they want.
Ron, anything else you want to add?
Yes, there's quite a bit else I'd like to add. There was now with the UN Arms Treaty, okay?
We're going to skip this break. Go ahead.
It's immaterial whether or not they ratify that treaty, because the domestic laws that are presently being discussed in Congress comport with what is called for in the UN arms.
No,
treaty.
That's why they're trying to get it through. But I've read the treaty. It points to the directives in other agreements. We've done countless reports on this that says the state can have government. The state can have guns, not the people. So it says we don't interfere with state rights to guns, but state is defined as the United States. Go ahead. Go ahead, David. You want to say something?
No, go ahead. Let Ron go.
The fact is, gentlemen, that whether they ratified that treaty or not, if this legislation that's being proposed and is supposedly going to be voted on in the U.S. Senate tomorrow passes, they get what they want. It's all the same thing in the end, and they know what they're doing. Now, another thing, too, that I've just about had it with, and I think it's time that we be brave enough to step up as men and say this, we aren't insensitive beasts, but I believe 5 months of mindless emotionalism thrown at me constantly showing the families or so forth of Newtown is a bit enough. This is a social policy issue that should be thought through intelligently.
Well, they're waving the bloody shirt. I appreciate your call, Ron. They're obviously 100% shamelessly doing this. I mean, it's about making us the bad guys. Hitler demonized groups before he went after him. Every authoritarian does this. We're being demonized.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the most ammunition they have is to just wave these kids, to bring the kids on stage and, hey, kids, what do you think about gun laws? I would really like Obama to ask, hey, kids, what do you think about these drones killing other kids in other parts of the world? I really wish you'd ask those kids that.
Well, what Ron was saying about the UN Arms Trade Treaty is exactly right. I think that this has been the target all along is registration. They talked about confiscation, and Feinstein is a master of misdirection. You know, she did that with the NDAA. She told people that she came up with a Feinstein-Lee amendment that said we're going to take out the bad sections of the NDAA that violate civil liberties and deny due process and turn this into a military court instead of a civilian court. And then they just removed it arbitrarily. You know, McCain.
Or then they come back and go, this is the new NDAA, we're going to restrict it, and then it gets rid of posse comitatus.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she's been involved in this kind of misdirection.
Let me treat that bullet wound. Boom, boom, boom. And it's like.
She's been involved in this kind of misdirection before, and this is about registration. This arms trade treaty focuses on the transfer of weapons across borders. And they said the only way that we can do that is if we identify and register guns and gun owners.
That's right. The states have to agree to control the guns within their borders.
So just like Agenda 21, the UN comes up. And they have this other, and I can't remember right off the top of my head.
Legal framework.
Yeah, they create these legal
frameworks. UNIDIR.
Just like they do with Agenda 21, and then they have the individual countries enact this. So they're coming at it from both directions. They're coming at it with domestic legislation, and they're coming at it with the treaty, because they're not going to take a chance that they're going to lose on this registration. And if we say that we won because we beat them back from confiscation, and all we got was registration, that was what they were after all.
Absolutely. And again, it's two-sided. They're not only trying to get us registered for confiscation, a bunch of states already taking them, and home inspections and all this. Internationally, it's about not letting little countries get arms to protect themselves from the UN death force.
Yeah.
And if folks don't know, the UN's the greatest mass murderers over time the world's ever seen. Mao has the highest number, then Stalin, and then Hitler. Well, I actually go Stalin, Lenin, Hitler. But the UN continually just is murdering, slaughtering, raping, lining people up, shooting them. But Angelina Jolie says they love your kids. Let's go to a phone call. Paul in New Jersey. You're on the air, Paul. Welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You're talking about Fast and Furious. Well, that's the guns for the drug dealers, our drug dealers. They give them, that's the supply, they give them the guns, and they shoot the people who are trying to stop them down there. That's when he shot the 200 Mexicans. And one of our INS agents.
Well, I mean, it's actually in the thousands. They say conservatively 400. It's thousands and thousands of dead Mexicans with the Fast and Furious stuff. Hundreds here, at least three cops, Border Patrol and a cop. You're absolutely right. Imagine, it's not about Fast and Furious anymore and all those dead kids. Mm-hmm. It's about how we, Obama actually and Holder and the rest of them, shipped the guns down there to blame the Second Amendment. And now they flipped it around and gone, oh, you know, the Congress won't even have a vote. Why are you doing that to the family? Mm-hmm. And it's so transparent. I mean, I watch the public, and they are just so timid and weak. I even see, like, big tough guys, you know, I'll sit there and watch people in public, and they're even insecure about what people think about them. I mean, you guys aren't like that. I guess you're in the media and have gotten over it or whatever. I guess I got over it. But it's just everybody's so pathetic. I mean, it's like, it's so obvious. A bunch of slime is using these dead kids and probably ran the whole thing.
And the magnitude of the people that have died and these other issues, like you're talking about Fast and Furious and other places, even Obama's drone strikes. I mean, we point out the hypocrisy of all of this to, yes, it's terrible that these children have died. But to take these 20 children, why are their lives so much more special that we talk about that for months and months and months,
sure,
and overturn our Constitution and ignore these other children who have died orders of magnitude?
It's a giant psych warfare operation, and it's backfiring. I can look at it politically, but also in my gut tell they're freaked out, and they're going to do some more shootings. That's the big problem. They could stage one any day now, and they've got all sorts of mental patients wound up right now with the guns trying to get them to go into school.
And they keep saying the kids, and, you know, remember last year the big Kony 2012 deal, and we got to go in Africa and save the kids from this guy who's probably been dead for 10-plus years.
Now hadn't been seen for 7, yeah.
Yeah, and then, I think it was last week, the week before, they had the kid for the Free Syrian Army running around with the AK-47, throwing dynamite around, and nobody seemed to care about that.
No. It's like they're trying to give everybody multiple personalities. You have a personality that cares about violence and bad things, but they trigger it when they want. But then your other personality laughs at it. It's like, hey, we killed 1 million Iraqis over the last 15 years. It's terrible. I'm like, shut up, traitor.
Well, you know, part of it might be that if you kill 500,000 kids in Iraq with your sanctions and you say it's worth it, like Madeleine Albright did, people can't get their head around that. But if you get them 26 kids and you show the parents and you show the faces and you do it over and over and over again, mm-hmm, now that's a tragedy.
You made me just think you ought to do a stand-up deal for the news tonight where, you know, like you point out her, who was it, on NBC going, I think it was worth it, 500,000 mm-hmm dead kids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's admired. When Zbigniew Brzezinski goes up on stage, he's a rock star. He's killed so many people. But what they admire is he did it by funding other groups. He brags in his books, I couldn't kill 30% of the Cambodians, but I funded the groups to get it done. And they're like, oh, that's really slick. Because then it's like English in pool or something. You know, it's like, ooh, ah, and they admire, oh, you're so manly. It's like Richard Pearl, known as the Prince of Darkness one time, was in the New York Times. But they were saying how cool it was. He walked up to a bunch of women, good-looking women at a party. The guy weighs like 400 pounds, you know, giant black circles around his eyes. I mean, I do too. But the point is, he walks up and goes, I order strikes. I kill people. And even these evil women slaughtered into an order were turned off by the fact it's not cool to go, I kill people.
Right.
And that guy couldn't kill anybody, you know, with his bare hands if his life depended on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a big fat wimp thinking killing people's cool.
And then we got his Republican counterpart, Kissinger, right?
Yeah.
The mm-hmm counterpart to Brzezinski. And WikiLeaks had a document leaked this week that said, the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. That's why they're dragging this thing out. They know it's unconstitutional, and it is. It's registered.
And plus, when they change the original laws, it wrecks societies. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to become like Mexico or North Korea very quickly. They get rid of this, nothing's going to work anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they realize that, though. Yeah, I mean, you got so many people there, they're going off emotion instead of common sense.
Well, sure, the grassroots morons don't, but the technocrats do. They're all getting offshore islands with private security details.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, this is how you destroy civilization. Tyrants destroy civilization. Rome fell from within. And it's just they have no vision. And these people are out of control. Alex in Illinois, last caller we have time for. Apologize to the loaded phones. Alex, you're on the air. Take us out.
All right, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hello, Mr. Jones and friends. This is Alex from Chirac.
Transform and roll out. Sorry.
It's all good. I spoke to you regarding the bottom of the rabbit hole, and you gave a very eloquent, passionate response.
Yeah, that's on PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to see it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I saw that under the rants. But the I rants, think the yeah rabbit hole is akin to the abyss. When you look at the bottom of the abyss or the rabbit hole, you see yourself reflected. And with the modernized genocide of the individual and the motives behind these banksters and New World Order members, I think we must look to the problems within to solve the problems outside. Primarily, when is enough enough? Is it ever going to be enough? And what sins of human beings are causing this rot in the apple?
Now, you're a great caller. Listen to this. Stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. And that was the militia captain, John Parker, at Lexington Green on April 19, 1776. Or was it 1775? The point is, you know, going from memory there, because I can't see the quote up on Infowars.com, we have that front page image of the Oath Keeper that were trying to block his sign.
Yeah.
And there he is. And that's why they were so freaked out by it. You know, stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But they're already firing in our water, our vaccines, our food. The war's already begun, to quote Patrick Henry. It's an info war. They want to make it physical because they're losing this one. Join us tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Get your friends and family to watch. 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's what I like, a frontal assault. Our enemy is weak. That's why they creep around and lie and deceive. And then only in private moments did she get caught on C-SPAN, Sarah Brady, more than 15 years ago, saying, we've got to get the registration before the confiscation, before we can create a socialist America. That's a quote. And that's the battle plan. I mean, Bloomberg has taken all of the guns in New York. He is financing people to run for office to take guns in Texas. He is financing TV ads. He is taking Mike Martinez and the Austin police chief and, you know, flying them up to D.C., flying them up to New York. A lot of it's taxpayer money paid for as well. while Bloomberg has at least 15 guards at any one time, and while all these guys have guns. There's Arde Saveda with a gun on his side at the Capitol that clearly holds 15 rounds, a Glock, maybe even more. And he's saying you shouldn't be able to have that when you've done nothing wrong. And he goes, you're either with us, the police, or with the criminals. See, that's saying you do what we say or you're criminals. That's the psychology. He's giving exact White House talking points. And again, your mayor is probably doing it in your town as well. Because that's what this is all about, total domination. And to have Mike Martinez up there, you know, making a joke, hey, we're not going to take your guns right now. We're going to take them after we finish the work we're doing today, which is not letting you have a gun that isn't registered, not letting you buy a gun where it doesn't go through the database. And I've got a clip we're going to play later in the next hour. Adan Salazar did a report on it where CNN says that no guns are being taken in California from anyone. And they have Larry Pratt on the show. And the guy's sitting there going, we've never taken any guns. No one's taking your guns. And Larry Pratt didn't even know how to respond. So we're going to be playing a clip of that. I mean, this is how crazy it's gotten with their incessant lying. And remember, their followers aren't really authoritarians. The minions really think that guns come out and kill children. These are people that have never been in a fist fight, never gone hunting, think being a man is a bad thing. The men are all beyond effeminate. The women are all these shrieking weirdos, anti-man feminist. I've been to these Million Mom March things. There'll be like 15 of them. They're all government people, all of them, all bureaucrats, all living off us. And they're just crazy. They worship the state. They worship the uniform. Like when Buzz Bissinger said, we ought to kill Alex Jones. And Piers Morgan goes, yeah, I can wear my brother's uniform. Well, the ambassador's daughter goes, you need to wear a uniform when you do it. I want to be there, baby. And he goes, I can wear my brother's uniform. He's in the military. They're like, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Then Buzz Bissinger comes out and says, I've spent $600,000 on women's clothes. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. I'm not kidding. This is who we're talking about. And you're like, oh, you're shocked by me wearing women's clothes. No, I don't care, buddy. I'm going to be looking through my binoculars at nebulas and fish and ponds. I don't care if you shock me by wearing a dress. I'm trillions of light years ahead of you. That's why you're so afraid to die. It's why you're such a degenerate. It's why because you're not tuned into everything. You're a joke. And I want to tell Mike Martinez and Bloomberg and Feinstein and all of you something. I come from a good family. My listeners come from good people and real adversity. And we know the truth. And we know what you are. And you may crave all the power cuddling up to the globalist, competing who can be the slimiest, who can deceive the best, who can get up there like a Pentecostal, you know, preacher and like the police chief going, nobody's going to take your guns. We just want the psychiatrists to be able to do whatever they want. And, you know, you can't have high capacity mags. And we're going to arrest you for those. See, they don't tell you all that. It's all reasonable. We just don't want killers to get guns. Adam Lanza, who supposedly got the guns from his mother, who went through all these background checks and registry to get it, and so now they're just going to ban those guns in Connecticut. What are you going to ban? Exacto knives in this sick culture where every show is about a serial killer, every show is about murder and death, and all these weak people get into it and are fascinated by it? And I always notice they're just these arrested people. If you'd ever been around real violence, real death, you wouldn't think it was so cute anymore. Don't worry, though. Whatever civilizations visualize, they end up manifesting. And we're going to manifest hell on earth because we've let the worst people get control and then sit there and lecture us and tell us that we are the ones responsible for the deaths of the children there, and they personalize those children. While hundreds of thousands get brain damaged every year, thousands die from the vaccines, the fluoride in the water, the tap water, you can almost light it on fire. In fact, it's lit on fire before in Houston. I mean, you're just drinking that, the cancer rate's going straight up, but none of that's personalized. None of that's brought out on the news. Unless it's, oh, look at the cancer victim, the young child. Why are all the kids getting cancer? Gee, we don't know. Give money to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they'll find a cure. By the way, here's a polio vaccine full of five or six different deadly cancer viruses. that'll bond to your child's DNA with the RNA and kill them. How's that sound? And I mean, this is the type of stuff we're talking about here. So I'm going to go over some articles and then to this KHOU report, because you just heard, and next hour I got my reporters that are going to play more behind the scenes where they're handing out the fake signs to then say they were all grassroots, where they're coming over and intimidating people saying they can't have a sign, you know, that's pro-gun, and then blaming them, saying they're disruptive. And the police chief coming over and saying, you tell Alex to get it straight and get his story straight. Nobody wants to take his guns. Yeah. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto, buddy boy. Don't you get it? I see you. You play your game, how there's no armored vehicles. By the way, guess who's on the Cap Metro board who authorized TSA? No other cities except New York, Chicago, L.A., Detroit, you know, collapsed globalist areas put have TSA on the street. They now sneak them out so I can't go confront them. But every week they pop up somewhere downtown and just stop cars, go to buses, go to trains, dig through bags without warrants. Mike Martinez. They want the guns, folks. You know what you should be worried about? They've been told by the higher-ups, you get those guns and you get them now. What do you think they've got planned that they know that the drugged-out, entertainment-out America will wake up? That they know and are saying to the military, get ready for a civil war years ago. Gearing up, spying on everybody, trying to find out what military will follow orders. They're running around like people on the deck of a sinking ship trying to get to lifeboats right now. Most of the elite are leaving and going to armored islands offshore. That's been reported on in mainstream news. They're acting like, because they can't believe they're stealing $85 billion a month, but they can't help themselves. They can't believe that they're killing thousands of babies a month that are already born in America by dehydrating them. They can't believe every hospital in the country that's government-controlled is murdering people right now who are begging for water. You're like, well, that sounds a little radical. Is that? Look up the Wall Street Journal series, Wesley Smith on it. They can't believe they're getting away with this, so of course they're arming. The wicked flee when none pursue. Because they understand, they can calculate and go, you know, the black uniforms don't intimidate them. We're flooding the borders wide open, bankrupting everything. But still, they've got guns. Even if we vote to take them, they know we're tyrants. What do we do? And the elite are offshore giving their orders. You take care of them. You take care of them, Bloomberg. You take care of them, Mike Martinez. You take care of them. You take care of them. And all the police manuals. I was watching a Southern Poverty Law Center one last night. In fact, we may play it later. It's on YouTube. And they're like, the police are like, you need to know these people are ready to die. They're not going to turn their guns in. I'm the police chief of West Memphis. And they killed the other officer and my son. And they will kill you. So you got to get after them. Yeah, that's what you need to do. Get after people that are willing to die. Start a fight with people that are. That went real well for the Mexican government in Mexico, didn't it? Who's got their clock completely cleaned by other cartels that want the money. They're like, hey, you think you can kill people, Mexican government? You think you're the El Jefe? We're the El Jefes because we worship the Grim Reaper. But you know who I worship? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And that's who our founders worship. And they kicked the biggest empire's butt the world had ever seen that nobody could beat. And they lost almost every battle, but they persevered and were ready to die and ready to kill. And so they couldn't be beaten. The Iraqis, ladies and gentlemen, are known for their courage, but not for their shooting abilities. Okay? That's a joke in the military. But the whole point is, 100,000 troops in Baghdad couldn't hold it. Okay? So, here's the deal. That's why you see Biden and all of them always talking about all the weapons they've got and how powerful they are. Sharpton and Rangel saying, we got drones now. Forget your Second Amendment. Yeah, I know it's there to protect against a bad government. Doesn't matter. We got the drones now. Oh, like, you're part of the establishment up there, Al Sharpton. I wonder how many of your family died from vaccines they were given. Did you get a memo, Al, not to drink the Diet Coke or the tap water? The only time you mean something, the only time you become somebody is when you join liberty and stop being a race-baiting pimp. But these people are defeated. They've already lost. If their system comes in, if the New World Order succeeds, population reductions of at least 80%. bankrupted future. People like Mike Martinez are going to have to look at the poverty around them. Don't you think all the El Jefes in Mexico who've strangled it for hundreds of years and not let their people ever get ahead, do you think they recognize how they destroyed their own culture and are ensuring the destruction of their own progeny down the road? No, they're thinking about how they can dominate and shut people down now, because watching other people be successful is a burr in their saddle. And so they think you're stupid. They're going to creep around and say, we don't want your guns. That's a conspiracy theory. There's a new clip of Biden saying the black helicopter crowd thinks, you know, we want their guns. They're crazy. Oh, no, Biden, you just voted for the original assault weapons ban back in the early 90s that would confiscate all semi-autos. And Feinstein's on tape saying, if I could have gotten that bill, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. And then they'll take all the others like they always do. So let me show you some articles here. Here it is. Columnist, Time columnist, warning others about government oppression is anti-government crap. It doesn't exist. Klein supports democide, but says you are paranoid if you question government. That's right. It's anti-American to question government. That's, of course, 180 degrees the opposite direction. DHS contractor apologizes for selling shooting targets of children. DHS paid them $2 million for targets of 5-year-old children and pregnant women to target them to kill them. Remember that? Oh, here's Forbes. How the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Another sheriff has come out with their internal training the feds gave them, where it's all about crushing patriots and sheriffs. And they tell the sheriffs in these meetings, the feds do, we know a lot of you are with the rebellion and we're going to get you. That's in a new article by Kurt Nemo. I told you, cops, when you go to this, you're being assessed by an offshore bank mercenary. That's not Alex Jones rhetoric. That is 100% Veritas being directly to you. That's why the enemy with their fake memes all day says, I'm not real, hoping you don't go check into what I'm saying to find out it's real. Because the fact that I'm real gives you aid and comfort that you're real. And we give each other strength to stand against this enemy. That's why they can't have anybody believe Alex Jones isn't New World Order or isn't CIA or isn't with the Koch brothers or any of this bull. They have to do that. The spirit of evil has to do that, because it can't ever let anybody know there's other real souls out there. But you know your soul's real. You know you're good. You know liberty beats in your breast. You know when tyrants menace you, it makes you angry. It makes you want to resist them. You know you're not a coward. You know you have the animating spirit of liberty in your heart and soul and mind. You feel the presence of God. These people run from you. They want you dead. All those that hate me love death. How the military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Bullets, you know, for kids, training manuals, Homeland Security youth brigades. Look at this. DHS-funded corps ask cops if they will confiscate guns from Christians. Colorado troopers trained to consider Christians as dangerous terrorists. Don't believe Kurt Nemo, InfoWars.com, or the sheriff, or the troopers that have gone public in this article? Look right here. Army labeled evangelicals and religious groups as extremists, including all Catholics, all evangelicals, Fox News. They had Baptist preachers at this anti-gun rally in Austin invoking, using the deep Luciferian terms for Lucifer. We got that clip coming soon, too. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is making its move as a desperate Battle of the Bulge counteroffensive against us. You need to understand. You need to understand. They're going for everything right now, and this is their moment of danger. And that's why they're hoaxing and losing all their credibility. It doesn't matter. Once they set off a nuke or something and bring in martial law, they plan on trying to arrest us. They need to get the troops and military ready to go out in phalanxes against us. That's why you've got to emergency transmit now. They're going to take over the cell phones, the data, all of it, pumping government bull once they drop the hammer. But take heart, ladies and gentlemen. The only future is resisting them. And if they think with their actuaries and computer programs they're not going to win, they'll back off. Now, I want to go to this KHOU piece. You just heard the unedited tape where the city councilman said he's going to get our guns after he registers them. Then they show Mike Martinez. They go, no one's going to take your guns, and Martinez said so. And the Houston TV station cuts to him saying, no one's going to take your guns. Imagine the psyops, and they imply the pro-gun people were causing trouble when it was the other way around. Here's that clip.
Rally for tougher gun laws becomes a heated debate when gun rights advocates bring a message of their own. Tonight, Shannon Murray is live at the state capitol with our top story.
Jay, that's right. About 100 people showed up at the Capitol today for the Texas Rally for Gun Sense. And although they were briefly interrupted by gun rights activists, organizers of the rally say that their message today is not about banning guns.
They were not interrupted. That was not about guns.
Dozens of demonstrators fighting for stricter gun laws.
We talk a lot about this issue. We need to do something about it.
Dozens of bureaucrats want your guns.
Among the speakers at Saturday's rally, people whose lives have been touched by gun violence.
She could have fought him off. She would have won if he hadn't had the gun.
No, your daughter should have had a gun.
Universal background checks, limiting assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and they oppose bringing any guns on a school campus.
I used to just be a mom, and now I'm a mom and an activist.
Hillary Rand is with Moms Demand Action.
Yeah, make sure the schools are formed after shooting clubs for psychos.
I couldn't go on with daily life without trying to make things better.
Neither can we.
Activists interrupted the rally, bringing their own message front and center.
I'm all for stopping crime, but I'm a big supporter of this.
Hit pause right there. We're going to go to break. Back it up. 50. They keep saying they interrupted. They interrupted. These guys, we have all the footage. Totally calm, standing there, hold up their signs. They come over, cuss at them, push on them. The police come over. And don't worry, though, the media will cover up for you and say that the pro-gunners were bad. And we come back, Arde Saveda, you know, is up there doing his preacher bit. We don't want your guns. And then they go, see, even Martinez says nobody wants your guns. And then they cut to him saying, that sign's going to be needed and legitimate soon, because we're coming for your guns. But they trim it down, and that's all part. That's KVUE, but it also aired in Houston. That's why I originally got it from Houston. That's a local Austin station. Sitting there, showing how masterful they are. Because if you show you can lie better, maybe you'll get a job in New York. Like taking the truth of them saying we're going to get your guns after we register them, to saying no one wants your guns and the pro-gun people caused a disturbance. Bad boys.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988 888-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We are back live, and we're going to have my two reporters with us with breaking news and really showing the manufacturer consent that goes on in an anti-gun victim disarmament foreign banker-funded collaborator meeting. That's what it is. I mean, we're sitting here watching history happen. People always think of the tyrant that looks like Hitler or Stalin that came before, or Napoleon. You know, 30 years later, you're looking for a guy that looks like Napoleon. But every new tyrant, every new attack looks different. But it's always the same about enslaving and taking control of the society. And that's what it is. The governing class and the corporations that have grown up around it, they want us enslaved. Briefly, if you believe in what we're doing and want to get the word out, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a new T-shirt. We have the AK-47 with the Keep and Bear Arms inside of it. Come and take it. Now we have that as well, but an M16 with the Second Amendment inside of it. And the come and take it, and it's red, white, and blue, and that helps get the word out and support the broadcast. And I see the T-shirts all over the country, not just here in Austin, Texas now. So good job, everybody, supporting us and supporting freedom by getting these T-shirts. The Pro Pure water filters, 10% off with promo code WATER. Lowest price out there on the best systems available, period. Look at the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free to talk to our crew and operators, 888-253-3139. So if you just tuned in, we're going to play this in the next hour again. Mike Martinez, part of the Bloomberg crew, with the police chief in Austin, who's up with Obama right now calling for restrictions. So these are, you know, globalist operatives here. They are openly saying, oh, look, the pro-gunners disrupted us. Well, we're going to show you the truth. And, oh, we don't want to take your guns. And the news media even shows the clip where he admits after we register, we're going to try to confiscate. So, yeah, we are coming for your guns. But then they cut to it and act like he never said that. So here is the rest. It's on the KHOU website, but I guess it's from KVUE here in Austin. Here it is.
Formed after the school shooting in Connecticut.
I couldn't go on with daily life without trying to make things better.
Two gun rights activists interrupted the rally, bringing their own message front and center.
I'm all for stopping crime, but I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment.
He disrupted nothing.
It's a cornerstone of our freedom.
This activist, who goes by Texas George, says he does not believe more gun control is the answer.
All that does is give a law-abiding citizen a disadvantage.
The crowd quickly stood up and tried to block their signs. Law enforcement even stepped in.
Law enforcement.
It's time to speak up against people who are perpetrating things that just aren't true.
Perpetrating.
Nobody wants to ban guns here.
Austin City Councilman Mike Martinez even addressed the two men, saying the message on their sign is incorrect.
We will make your sign legitimate shortly.
That's enough. We'll play more later to show the lie with the report. We only got about a minute and a half. Shikari Jackson, David Knight, you were at this rally a few days ago. What is it like to see the media spin like that and lie like that?
I thought it was incredible. That's my first time seeing that clip. I didn't know that they had that type of spin on it. Because if you show the whole clip, which we do here at InfoWars, you clearly see the guy is out there peacefully protesting silently for the most part. Yeah. Now, the taller gentleman who was with him, when Martinez addressed him, he addressed Martinez back. And I do believe we have a clip we'll show our viewers here in a little bit where a guy started cussing and yelling at the two guys who were standing, you know, peacefully with their sign. But the media spin is they were out there interrupting and barging in on this protest when they were doing nothing of the sort.
But, I mean, what about saying no one wants to take your guns when Martinez basically said, yeah, we're going to register now and then get them. You'll need that sign.
Oh, yeah, just like the lady said, they showed the lady, and maybe that was her view, but, you know, they showed the clip of Martinez was saying, yes, I'm going to take your guns, and you're going to need that sign very soon because we're going to take your guns.
Well, they edited his comments to make it sound that way.
It's just incredible. No one wants your guns, and then they spin the Martinez clip to deceive their viewers.
Right.
I mean, you guys work in news. They had to work to be deceptive.
Yeah.
We try to tell the truth. I mean, so much work went into that, folks, because they think you're an idiot. They're an enemy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.